Brian Moon talking to Will Moon on September 14th. And so, do you have a musical memory that you're willing to share?
I do. I'm not, I don't interact with music a whole lot in my life, just on its own. I'm aware of music very much, but I don't seek it out as much as I'd like. But I feel that it, especially the most feeling that I have generated by music usually comes in the form of films. I think of one specific scene in one specific film that really just like stuck with me for a very long time. And it made me, it's one of the first times I watched a movie, I heard a song in a movie, and I then seeked out that song. And I've listened to it, and it generates that same feeling in me without the film aspect of it over and over and over again, and I really like it. It's from the movie Her. I think it came out in 2013. It's Joaquin Phoenix and Scarlett Johansson's like a robot lady. And the idea is it's a film about love, but it's got the twist of, you know, she's a robot. And so it's got this sense of coldness to it. It's a story you've seen 1,000 times. It's a story with so much warmth and happiness, but there's this underlying, I don't know, I guess I would say it just discomfort. With it for me sometimes, just because it's that slight alteration of the same story. But there's this one scene where they go on a trip that they had talked about before, and they take this trip, and there's this song that plays, and it's called the Moon Song, and it's in a cab, which I like for personal reasons as well. I like the title, but the song is sung by Scarlett Johansson, who in the movie is a robot, and so it in the context of the film it's a little bit you'd expect the same discomfort you felt the whole time with this character, and it just fades, it completely fades, and it leaves you feeling kind of that warmth, that same feeling. And it's played over the scene of a cabin in the woods, which, you know, it's a guy alone in a cabin in the woods, you know, and it's that's kind of a dark and lots of cooler colors and such, and I think also parts of it are a beach. It's a montage of it, and it gives you this. It gives you that same warm feeling. It does for me, anyways. And then it ends, because of course it does, and it leaves me in a state of melancholy that I don't get often. I don't know. It's a really good balance of the warmth and the discomfort, and it leaves me just in a state that I don't often find myself in, and it is because of the use of the song and the visuals that come to mind with it.
So listening to it brings that feeling even now, like listening to it separately.
Yeah.
And so you feel that in your body?
I do. Whenever I feel, I don't know, I get like chills almost when I feel it. When I listen to it, I don't know. It does physically affect me sometimes. It's you want the certain feeling, and you don't know, you don't really always know how to get that certain feeling. And so when you find a piece of art that generates that feeling over and over and over again, it's like it makes me happy. Not that it's a good feeling, which it is, and it isn't at the same time, but it's that I have that in, and I can recreate that feeling over and over again, and it is a happiness.
That's neat. Yeah. Did Is there anything about finding the song that has taught you anything about your relationship to music or film?
It made me realize how much the music of a project affects me. My family growing up was very musical, and I wasn't. I have never learned how to play an instrument, and that's always been that's been you know, something that I've been aware of, is my lack of musical interaction. It's not necessarily a bad thing, but it just it was something that I was aware of, because it stood out, like, it stood out to me. And so it just sort of, when I found that, it made me realize that it wasn't something that I didn't have that other people did have. It was just that I had to find it in my own way. And so when I did, that's a part of why it made me happy and why it affected me in a way, because it was my own personal way of relating to music.
Cool. Do you have any thoughts about why memories like this are so powerful and so linked to feelings, and both bodily and emotionally and psychologically? Have you ever wondered about that?
I haven't wondered about it in many complex ways. I've just noticed patterns in what can affect me. There are certain instruments that really, every time I hear them, has more of an emotional effect on me than others. The piano, the ukulele, those are the only two that I can think of. And the backdrop of the song I was talking about is completely ukulele, and so that's why that's what made me realize that was one of them. But I don't know why. The memory sticks out for me because of the emotional reaction I had to it, but I don't know why I had the emotional reaction I had to it, other than that's the goal behind it. It was created to make the audience have this feeling, and it worked. It worked really well. And so it worked so well that I remember it to this day. And so it's almost like I don't think about why I remember it. I just respect what was done, and I like it. I like what was done.
Did you ever look up who wrote the song? Charlotte Johansson was singing it. Did you ever find anything more about that?
I added it to a Spotify playlist, but I don't know who was behind it. I would assume it's the only place I've seen it is on the movie soundtrack. So I very much think it could be written for the film, but I haven't personally done that.
Well, thank you for your time. That's a great memory. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.